As Charlotte's homeless population grows, more people are sleeping outdoors. Each has a name and a story. A 7-year-old ministry called Watchmen of the Streets visits them regularly to bring supplies and friendship. WFAE's David Borax tagged along last week and has this report as part of our Finding Home series.
Anybody home? Watchmen of the Streets.
Free supplies.
Every other Tuesday night, volunteers from Watchmen of the Streets pack tents, sleeping bags, and food into their cars and head out to encampments just east of uptown Charlotte. They're in the woods, below underpasses, and next to railroad tracks, some with views of uptown's ritzy office and apartment towers. Heath Burchett founded the group in 2013.
So the thing for us has always been to go where the people are at, where a lot of people would never go, out where people are hiding because they're afraid that they're going to have to move for whatever reason.
Burchett says it's about seeing our homeless neighbors as human beings.
We try to develop real relationships with people, love on people with no agenda, and then deliver supplies and things to help.
Last week, the watchmen met Albert, who wanted some wipes to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, and a prayer.
Yeah, those are wipes. Okay. Sanitary, antibacterial.
Okay, thank you.
You ready to pray?
Yeah.
All right. God, I just thank you so much for Albert, Lord, and just watch after him, put your angels round about him, Lord, while he's out.
Watchmen of the Streets is just one of a network of shelters, soup kitchens, the Urban Ministry Center, and other agencies that help Charlotte's growing homeless population. County officials say more than 3,500 people are now homeless in Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. That number grew by 1,500 in the second half of 2019. The county also has tried to get more personal in its counting and now maintains a database of homeless residents by name instead of just numbers on a spreadsheet. Opening people's eyes to the humanity of people living on the street is the point of a new documentary about Watchmen of the Streets, Hungry for Love. Filmmaker Trevor Brown included portraits of homeless neighbors like Ronnie Smith.
They stereotype us all in being the same. They're either drunk, they're on drugs, or all they want to do is party. But because they can't afford housing or because they're past, nobody let them have a place to live, they're forced to be out here.
Smith is one of the film's stars. Although he's lived on the street for years, he defies stereotypes. He's a musician and had been working 50 hours a week in a restaurant kitchen at the Epicenter in uptown Charlotte, commuting from his tent less than a mile away. That was until he lost his job last week when the governor ordered all restaurants to close for inside service. Smith is a longtime friend of Watchmen volunteers. They've helped him get dental work and search for permanent housing. Homeless residents say they're thankful for the Watchmen. Franklin, who didn't want his last name used, works in landscaping and has been living in the woods just outside the I-277 loop for about 7 months since the day he left an abusive relationship.
I actually came across the Watchmen that same night, just when I was about to lay down on the little sidewalk, and I got up and I looked, and it was like, oh my God, like, yes. And I seen like a line of people with black and white shirts on, and it was just like, okay, yes. They gave me a tent, and it was just like, wow, just when I was about to lay down. So, like I said, I do thank from the top to bottom.
For a few of these homeless residents, that gratitude is translated into a desire to give back. Ray Shore lives under a bridge near uptown, and he's also been a Watchmen volunteer for 4 years.
You know, they help me out when I need help, so I return the favor.
And what do you want people to know about folks who are in your situation?
People, you know, get sick or lose the job, or it takes, you know, one hiccup.
One hiccup and you're on the street, says Shore. He blames it in part on the lack of affordable housing in Charlotte and the thousands of dollars you need for a deposit and upfront rent on an apartment. Many people just can't swing it. Heath Burchett says he wants people to understand our homeless neighbors and maybe lend a hand.
If you heard their stories and you've heard about their lives and what they've been through, I really feel like it would just open up hearts to see people in a different light. I'm hoping that people would really want to help instead of just saying, well, if I was homeless, I would get a job here. If I was homeless, I would do this.
The Watchmen of the Streets visit homeless camps in Charlotte and 4 other North Carolina cities regularly. Burchett says they operate on a budget of about $170,000 a year, all from donations. They're currently taking the film Hungry for Love to church and community groups to spread their message and raise funds. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.